Wednesday. Wednesday, October 21st. Feels like 0 degrees, minus four. This is daily-ish for Wednesday, October 21st, episode 141. It's not a weather podcast. I'm tired. Episode daily is brought to you by FeedPress. FeedPress is where you can go for podcast hosting and analytics for your podcast or blog. They just introduced some awesome geo analytical stats so you can see where folks are coming from in the world to visit your blog or podcast. If you visit feed.press/dailyish, you can sign up for a free 14-day trial, no contracts or commitments, and then use promo code dailyish during your checkout to get 10% off your first year of FeedPress's awesome service. Last night, our youngest was up at, 12:30 and 3 and 5:30, and then our oldest decided to get up at 6, and oh man, brain is on fart patrol of some sort or something, I don't know. A little bit foggy and a little bit out of it today, and hoping to persevere with, you know, the usual coffee assistance and stuff, and maybe a 15-minute power nap at some point today or something. But kids just have a way. Our youngest is getting over being sick and, hangover from her third birthday party and stuff. And so has been a bit of a drain on the parental units this week. So we were looking for, she was getting better yesterday, and we were thinking, oh, it's going to be a good night. And then lo and behold, no, it was not. But there's worse things in the world. But what I was going to talk about with that, I just don't know if I have the brain powers to do it today, is waking up and being in a frustrated fog. I don't know about you, but if I can't sleep and I know I need to sleep and want to sleep, I lay in bed and often my brain starts cycling through problems and things I'm struggling with and issues I have, work stuff and ideas that I didn't get to, and kind of just it's like a bit of a headspace where I'm like excited to go tackle some of my to-do lists, but also in a space where I'm like, no, I can't. If I get up, then it's going to wake up the house, wake up my wife, wake up everybody. And so just lay here and try and go to sleep, and then someone wakes you up and the cycle continues. And so when I got up, I was like thinking, I'm just going to choose to be happy in spite of what's going on right now, because everything in me wanted to be raging, mad, frustrated, angry, tired, bear of a jerk person. I've talked about some struggles with depression in the past, and there's definitely mornings and times when I'm just not able to do that. But it almost feels like often that initial day or two where you're like utterly exhausted, I actually have a bit of like giddiness, euphoria, whatever, hyper energy ability to overcome that. Tonight maybe, or tomorrow, is when the crash will probably happen more, and it'll be the depths of despair and unable to pull myself out. So hopefully tonight will be a bit better sleep. But for me this morning, what I try to do on these kind of mornings is, you know, once everybody's awake, I don't do this obviously right at 6 o'clock in the morning, but once we were like, okay, we're awake and we have to get going, put on some music, whatever sort of makes you is up music or helps you, and actually like go over the top, like faking it till you make it kind of idea of enthusiasm. So picking up the kids and dancing with them around the room or whatever, even though they're kind of grumpy and tired or whatever, and complaining about the steel cut oats that you made for breakfast and whatever the case may be, but going over the top and being that annoying parent, which I know is annoying, but like pretty soon you can see after a few minutes of doing that where they're like whining, crying and fighting you and trying to hit you, they start smiling, start laughing, and it is a bit infectious. But then eventually the crash hits, as it always does. Reality hits in, sets in, and that's where hopefully by that point, for me anyways, I was saying to Sue, my wife, that I was just like one big long run-on word, Sue, my wife. And I was saying to her, like, hopefully by the time I'm crashing, maybe you'll be a little bit more energetic and enthusiastic about life and can hopefully help pull me up out of the whatever depths of despair I happen to be in, and kind of, you know, just like sort of swing back and forth that the whole day that way somehow. And so we'll see how it works. Maybe I'll report back tonight. So there's the 20th anniversary of the U2 atyoutube.com site. We're recording a podcast about that tonight, which is going to be lots of fun, lots of different folks involved, recording it live, 8:30-ish Saskatoon time anyways, depending on where you are in the world. I think that's 10:30 Eastern. And so it'll be recording live, goodstuff.fm/live if you want to tune in and hear how all that happens. And so I'll either be like utterly exhausted or probably on some sort of like energy, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Hyperadrenaline. It's going to be a long day. Adrenaline high, and we'll crash as soon as we hit stop and try and edit and stuff like that. Anyways, it'd be great if you tuned in. If you also want to check out Patreon, like I've mentioned before, patreon.com/iChris is where you can support me and along with a bunch of other folks, awesome folks who are supporting what I do here at Good Stuff, whether I'm tired or not. They still are giving $1 or $2 a month or $5 or $10 a month. And super appreciated. It definitely helps motivate on some of these mornings when I feel like, what doesn't matter. It kind of feels like, well, there's people who are actually paying me each month, giving some money, and kind of like my bosses. And if I don't do something at all, they're probably going to stop paying because, that, you know, why would you support someone who wants to do something who doesn't do it? And so all that to say, thank you for your support. I am still here recording and putting up podcasts and dreaming up new ones. And that's it for this show. Before I say something I'll regret, thanks for listening. Bye.